Now for our weekly segment on Siha, we join on the line by Mulana Arshad Fakir, Principal of Madrasa Muaz bin Jabal Crosby, Imam Masjid Duha in Sentin and graduate of Darul Ulum Zakaria. Mulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mulana, good to have you with us this afternoon. How's everything your side?
Alhamdulillah, everything is well. How is Mulana doing?
Alhamdulillah, very well. You may commence with the nasihat.
Mustafa, how long do I have?
About 10 minutes.
Inshallah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhi nastafa amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يثبت الله الذين آمنوا بالقول الثابت في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ويضل الله الظالمين ويفعل الله ما يشاء صدق الله العظيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Respected listeners of Radio Islam International I just decided that because I've spoke today in Masjid al-Duha with regard to the life of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiallahu ta'ala an. As we know that Sayyidina Uthman ibn Affan, the third Khalifa, the person who had the opportunity of marrying two of the daughters of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and thus earning the title Dhun Nurain, the one who possesses the two lights, he was made shaheed and he was martyred in this particular month, in the month of Dhul-Hijjah, in the 35th year after Hijri, and it was a Friday on the 18th of Dhul-Hijjah. Now, I spoke with regard to the life of Sayyidina Uthman, but I just want to touch one aspect, and maybe we as listeners can learn something from this aspect in the life of Sayyidina Uthman out of many, many other great qualities that Sayyidina Uthman had possessed. It is mentioned regarding Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, that kana Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an idha waqafa ala qabrin yabki hatta yabilla lihyata. That Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala an, when he used to stand and visit a grave, then he used to weep so much that his beard would be soaked with his tears. So someone asked him, فَقِيلَ لَهُ, someone asked him, تَذْكُرُ الْجَنَّةَ وَالنَّارَ فَلَا تَبْكِي, that we speak about Jannah, we speak about Jahannam, we speak about events in the year after, but you don't cry so much as we see you crying when you discuss regarding the qabr, or when we see you in front of a qabr, etc. So Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala narrates that verily I heard the Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Al-qabru awwalu manzilin min manazil al-akhirah. That the grave is the first stage in the year after. And then Uthman radiallahu ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ جَامِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَهُ أَيْسَرُ. That if a person who passes this first stage of the grave, then you will find that every other stage becomes easy for him. وَإِن لَمْ يَنْجُوا مِنْهُ فَمَا بَعْدَ أَشَدْ. But if he does not pass in this first stage, and he fails, and he is not successful in the qabr, then thereafter, every other aspect becomes difficult for him. So my respected brothers and sisters and listeners on Radio Islam International, I guess we hear every day on the radio station and we receive messages more than what we used to receive before, because now we're in touch and we have social media and we have the phone in our hand, whatever it may be. And we are receiving messages on a daily basis of people passing away, some very immediately with no signs that they were ready to leave. Some we know perhaps were ill, they're going through sickness. They were fighting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wished such that they passed away in the very same sickness. There are others who leave home, and we heard today of a couple of incidents where shooting had taken place in our own country, and some had passed on due to the shooting and had now received martyrdom in that way. But it's a reality that on a daily basis we are hearing about people leaving this world. And it is time for us perhaps to reflect and see that when it is our time, then are we ready? Are we ready to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Like someone very beautifully said that live your life in such a way like how you live it in Ramadan. So just at the end of Ramadan, just as you receive Eid, that means at the end of your life, that will be an Eid for you, where you will be happy to meet Allah Rabbul Izzah. and Allah Rabbul Izzah will be happy to meet you. But the aspect that I would like to discuss in this few minutes is with regard to the qabr. As I mentioned regarding Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala an, and how he used to weep when he used to visit a grave, or when something of the qabr was mentioned to him, etc., how he cried, knowing that that is the first stage, and if a person is successful there, then every other stage becomes successful. It is mentioned in a lengthy hadith, and I'm just going to go very briefly through it, that when a person passes away, and we are all time and again visiting, and we are going for funerals, etc., and we take our loved ones and those who have passed on, and we place them in a qabr. إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا وُضِعَ فِي قَبْرِهِ وَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُ أَصْحَابُهُ وَإِنَّهُ لَيَسْمَعُ قَرَبِ نِعَالِهِمْ. That when Nabi alayhi salam says, when a person who has passed away is placed in his grave, he hears the footsteps of people who left him behind, his friends, his loved ones. In the qabr they left him, and now they are returning. It is mentioned at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَإِنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا فَكَانَتِ الصَّلَاةُ عِنْدَ رَأْسِهِ. If that person was a true believer, he was a mu'min, a practicing believer, then you will find that his salah will come instead, stand by his headside. وَكَانَ الصِّيَامُ عَنْ يَمِينِهِ. And his fasting will stand on his right side. وَكَانَتِ الزَّكَاةُ عَنْ شِمَالِهِ. And the zakat and the charity that he used to give will come on the left side. And then all, وَكَانَ فَعْلَ الْخَيْرَاتُ مِنَ الصَّدَقَةِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَالْمَعْرُوفِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ إِلَى النَّاسِ عِنْدَ رِجْلَيْهِ. And all the other good that a person had done, be it helping somebody, be it smiling with somebody, the nawafil, etc., ibadat, his nawafil salah, etc., his tilawat of Quran, etc., all that will come stand by his feet side. And it is mentioned, at that time, punishment will try to enter, and it will try to come from his head side. When it will be told to this punishment, you cannot come from me, because this person used to perform me, this person used to fulfill the rites of salah, etc. And then it will come try from the right side, and the fasting will come and prevent it from coming. It will come from the left side, and the zakat will prevent it, and then coming from the feet side, and all the other good actions will come. So my respected brothers and sisters on Radio Islam, let us take heed from this hadith of Nabi alayhi salam, and let us ponder, today being Yawmul Jumu'ah, and the blessed day coming to an end, let us ponder and think about it, that how many people were with us last week Friday perhaps, and today from our own communities they are gone. Some were with us last month, some were with us, I mean, let's go further as well. But are we prepared, and do we have those a'mal and those actions, like Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had taught us in a hadith, فَاتَّقُوا النَّارُ وَلَوْ بِشَقِّ التَّمْرَ. That fear the fire, even if it be by a portion of a date, not the entire date. That a person, a portion of that date is meant that he gives it out for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, we don't have to give everything out, coming from charity on a daily basis. We see people wherever we can, be it few rands, but we're giving it with this niyat, that perhaps this will be able to assist us from the fire, from the punishment of the qabr, as well as the punishment in the akhirah. And on the other hand, that person, it is mentioned, then thereafter, the malakan, two angels will come, and we know it's Munkar and Nakir, and they will start questioning the person. But because this person had done all these good deeds will be a reminder for him, and he'll be able to answer those questions. In a split of the second, he'll know how to answer them, and he'll give them the correct answers. And on the contrary, the hadith is lengthier. I'm just speaking on certain points of it. Those who perhaps did not do good deeds, and those who did not believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and those who did not have good amal to present in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they will be placed in a qabr, nothing will come and prevent them. The adab will enter, and then the angels will come and question them. They will not know what to answer, because they will not be reminded by the good deeds that they have done. And then we know that they will fail in the stage. And then it is said, Jannah will be shown to them, all the bounties of Jannah, and they will say, it will be told to them, that had you carry out these good deeds, this would have been your abode after this. But because you have not, then they will show them Jahannam, and it will be said, seeing the horrors of Jahannam, etc., it will be said, now, this is what's going to be your abode, and the qabr will then become narrow for them. So my respected brothers and sisters, we on this few moments, in this Mubarak day of Jum'ah, let us make tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Ya Rabb, we have not fulfilled the rites of your ibadah. We did not fulfill what we had to do. Oh Allah, but give us an opportunity. Give us a chance that accept our tawbah today and show us the straight path. And brothers and sisters, let us start with something, even if it be small, because it is not sometimes the big actions which are accepted in the court of Allah, but sometimes those small actions which we regard as insignificant can come to us and will be able to save us in the khabar as well as in the year after. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first and foremost grant me the tawfiq and one good action which we learn that a person will be able to be saved from the adab of the qabr is the recitation of tabarak alladhi man qara tabarak alladhi bihani al-mulk kulla laylatin mana'ahu Allah azza wa jal biha min adab al-qabr. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud is the narrator of the hadith. He says Nabi alayhi salam said he who recites surah mulk every night Allah ta'ala shall protect him from the punishment of the grave. And Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says during the time of Nabi alayhi salam we used to call and term the surah as al-mani'ah, the defender or the protector. So let us do these few actions daily before going to bed. Recite Tabarak Alladhi. Encourage our family members. Inshallah, this will be a means, inshallah, to protect us from the adab of the qabr. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala al-Nabihi al-Kareem wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanallahi al-Azim.
Jazakumullah khair for the very pertinent advice, Mulana, and we look forward to future advices from yourself.
Inshallah.
Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
That was Mulana Arshad Fakir, principal of the madrasa at the Mu'adh bin Jabal Masjid and also Imam at Masjid al-Duha, giving pertinent advices this afternoon. It's now 1 minute past six.